The Inner Cry, Part 13. The inner cry creates receptivity. Inside receptivity, gratitude flows. Nothing else can produce it. Sri Chinmoy. Gratitude is the most precious attainment in our spiritual life. Gratitude keeps our spiritual heart open, fresh and pure, a natural home for our higher self to grow, play and flourish. Gratitude is a rare, dazzling butterfly that flits around the periphery of our imagination, mostly eluding our grasp. It is we who must make of ourselves a fit receptacle to receive and hold gratitude. How? Sri Chinmoy writes, it is through the constant inner cry. We cry outwardly when we desperately need name, fame, outer capacity, prosperity, and so forth. But when we cry inwardly, we have to feel that we are crying only to please and fulfill God in His own way. The outer cry is for our own fulfillment in our own way. The inner cry is for God fulfillment in God's own way. If there is a constant inner cry, that means we are trying to please God, satisfy God, and fulfill God in God's own way. If we can cry inwardly in silence, then our gratitude increases, because inside the inner cry is the abode of gratitude, and inside the abode of gratitude is God. Sri Chinmoy. How then to keep our inner cry so gratitude can grow in us? Sri Chinmoy again. When you aspire for the inner cry, you should know that that very cry comes from God's concern and compassion. So the most important thing is to offer your gratitude. If you offer gratitude, then immediately your inner cry increases. It becomes continuous and constant. When you offer gratitude, your inner cry mounts to the highest. Sri Chinmoy. Our inner cry creates receptivity, which ushers in gratitude, which enhances our inner cry, parent and child of our spiritual growth.